Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Brian Campbell standing by. Hawks and the Bruins. The Dad's Trip is on again. This is all sponsored by MB Financial Bank. Is Ed on the road with you?
Yep, my dad's here, so it's been good to have him on the road for a few days.
When was the last time you took a hockey tip from your dad?
I listen, but I try not to take tips anymore. Back in the day, yes, I took lots of tips, but I think I've been around long enough that
feel like you know what you're doing.
You know what? They do have some good insight on just simple things sometimes, you know, and those things you got to pick out and use those tips, you know, just about more or less relationships and dealing with stuff as you go along.
Well, plus he's seen you play every minute of your life.
Very true.
Was he your first coach?
He was probably, he coached me throughout. I had a couple of brothers, so he always kind of tried to switch every year. But definitely on the ice with him quite a bit.
Is he still working?
Nope, my dad is retired. He was a elementary school principal. He's retired now and enjoying the good life.
Did you go to his school?
Grade one, he was my vice principal. So I was just a little gaffer running down the hallways, and I'd go pinch his butt when I was walking down the hallways. I still remember that.
That's hysterical. The guys having a good time with the dads on the road?
Yeah, everything's been really good. We have some great food and dinners, and obviously winning in Colorado helps. And today we have practice, and then we're supposed to go do a tour of Fenway, and then get ready to go again tomorrow and try to beat these Bruins.
Now, you don't have to tell me, and I know you won't because you're an honorable guy, but as you size up the other dads, can you tell which one's trouble?
I'll tell you, yes, you can size them up. You can see it, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're looking at dad, you're going, somebody's going to need bail money.
Yeah, no, they've actually been pretty tame, I think. I think when you get to the warmer weather places and you have a dad's trip, then they get outside, and obviously then cocktails maybe start flowing around them at that time. So, everybody can kind of hide in the colder cities a bit more.
Plus, you got, you know, all the guys on the team, the dads, I'm guessing, are between 50 and, I don't know, 70, 75. So there's a lot of dads who now are at a point where a big night is a steak and unbuttoning your pants at the table.
Yeah, and start sleeping. I think I could be a dad for a couple of the guys on our team. So, there's definitely a little range, but we've definitely made sure they had their fair share of food.
Well, it's got to be fun for the guys. By the way, the other night, speaking of you, Mr. Veteran NHLer, your 500th assist goes off the board. What was that about?
It's unbelievable. I don't know. The league just, I don't know how you, like, it's happened not only to me, but obviously other guys.
Well, let's start a conspiracy theory that they're out to get you.
I would like that because, you know, I knew about it. I was happy, and my dad was there at the game, and you know, I made the play, and they announced it, and obviously everybody put it out on Instagram, Blackhawks and the NHL, and then all of a sudden I walk into the room after the game, and we win, I'm excited, and then our PR guy's like, they took that assist away. I was like, no way, really? I was like, looking forward to get the picture with the puck with my dad.
Right, exactly.
It was pretty blatant that it was an assist, but I guess the league has other views on it, so I guess I'll have to do it tomorrow night.
Was the official scorer, how does it work in the NHL? Is there an official scorer in the building responsible for that?
Yeah, there's official scorers in the building. And
well, I say we track him down. Plays. Listen, here's what we do. Track him down, you take him into the corner, right?
Yeah.
Rough him up.
It's a good thing he didn't come in the room after. I think we would have got some sticks out after him.
Mark Carman's here. Say hi to Soup.
Hello, Soup. Good morning.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Speaking of your dad, Brian, he didn't go up to Coach Q and ask him, hey, about 2 weeks ago, Coach, how come my son didn't get in the game and you ended his consecutive game streak? He didn't do that, did he?
No, he stays away from Coach Q.
Everybody's afraid of Coach Q. By the way, including me. Yeah. Hey, Vinny Hinostroza the other day gets a couple of goals, and even though that's the least sounding hockey name you would ever hear, this kid looks like he could really be something.
Yeah, I think, you know, Vinny's had stretches have been really, really good, and I think he's still figuring out his game, but, you know, he's a great kid. He works hard. He's got a ton of speed, so I think it's just, you know, him figuring out when to use his speed and not. You could see last game, he was going to the net, you know, on a couple of those plays. And, you know, as we always say in the locker room, good things happen around the net. So, you know, I think he's got a spot to be here for a long time. And with that speed, he can be a dangerous threat for us.
Is there any veteran competition going on between you and Marian Hossa, who's having an unbelievable year, 3 assists the other night? I mean, Soup, when you see him doing what he's doing at his age, you got to appreciate that, knowing you know, your career right alongside.
Yeah, you know, I think it's definitely, you want to be, you know, I think we all try to push each other, and obviously Hossa's, he pushes us all to get better and keep improving, so... you know, we kind of came same age, kind of, so we're just, it's nice to see him. So definitely, you know, he always take notice of other guys in the team. So it's good for him, happy for him.
Yeah, it's nice as Soup to be modest, but, you know, Carms, Hossa is 74 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's amazing he hasn't wandered off into the woods. That's part of the amazement of the whole season. Before we let you go, the MB Financial Bank deal is, of course, a listener gets to ask a question. Matt Chin sends in the question today, and we'll win a puck, an autographed Blackhawks puck. Is that right? Autographed Blackhawks puck? Is that what we're doing? I guess we're doing it now because I said it. Here's your question. How different, if any, is your eating routine on the road versus at home?
Eating routine, well, I think sometimes, obviously, you go to these restaurants and there's a lot more food around, so you got to be a little bit more careful. But, you know, I think it's a little different. I think obviously at home it's just kind of the comfort and everything. But, you know, I think there's a little bit more available, obviously, at home when you go on the road and you head out to restaurants. But I don't think it's a whole lot different. The team sets it up, so we have breakfast in the morning they have set up, and then pregame and food after. So, not a whole lot different. You try not to switch too many things up. I think for us, for the pregame meal, we kind of eat the same meal every day. So, you know, that's kind of my answer to all that. We try not to change things up too much.
And Seabrook Celebrity Bowl, were you at that?
I was at that, yes.
I don't know what happened. Maybe it's because – do you remember when you and I were bowling and we came over and compared – no, this was probably 2010, and I was, you know, thrown out of here shortly after that. But I think you had a 90 and I had an 89 or something. And then I wore the shoes into the elevator, and Kaner saw me in the elevator. He goes, going to give those back? But I don't know. Am I like blacklisted from the bowling? What's going on there?
I don't know. You have to talk to Brent about that.
Yeah, I go, Siebes.
I'm not running that.
I go, Siebes, what's the deal? Siebes?
Yeah.
By the way, no, don't mention it to him, because you know my policy. I don't show up. I just want to be invited. Yeah, so that's
okay.
Maybe there was footage from the elevator of you trying to steal shoes with Kaner.
That's probably it. I've been banned because I tried to steal his shoes. It's Brian Campbell. Have fun with your dad, man, and all the other guys as well. It sounds like a great trip, and get one tomorrow night.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
See you, buddy. That's Brian Campbell on the road with his father, Ed.